It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
These are unprecedented times, challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency childcare, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by the Angie app, Bank of America, and LL Flooring. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you with projects you'd like to take on around the house to create your best home ever. We are your coach. We are your fan. We are your supporter. We're your knowledge base. We're kind of your support department. If you've got questions about projects you'd like to get done, or you need some tips or ideas or maybe some inspiration for things to do around your house, we are here to help. But first, you've got to help yourself by reaching out and talking to us. The way to do that is by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or posting your questions at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, we all need as much storage as we can, but if you feel like you've exhausted all the storage spaces in your home, there might be places you haven't thought of. We're going to talk about the many nooks and crannies around the house that you can use for some hidden storage.
And breathing fresh, clean air inside of your home is more important today than ever. But during these hot dog days of summer, you don't have to throw open windows and let in hot, humid air to get it. We're going to share easy ways to make sure the air inside your home is as clean as possible in today's smart spending tip.
And adding a backyard deck is a great way to increase your home's living space. But if you're not careful, there are easy ways to make very expensive mistakes. So we're going to show you what you need to know to avoid that coming up.
But most importantly, we're here for you. We're here to help you create your best house ever. We can help you plan, help you save money, and spare you from those snafus that sometimes happen along the way. So give us a call so we can make sure your project goes as perfect as possible.
You can reach us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or at moneypit.com. Let's get to it, Leslie. Who's first?
We've got Mike on the line who's got a question about a ship. What is going on at your money pit? I guess we can still call it that if it's a boat. What's going on?
Yeah, it's definitely a money pit when you get a 1943 World War II Liberty ship made out of steel.
Wow.
That's constant painting all the time.
Are you volunteering as part of the maintenance crew for this vessel?
Yeah, I've been doing it for 17 years. I've never been in the military. I work in the engine department because this is one of the only ships left in the country that's still fully functional and goes on a few trips each year. There's only two of them left out of 2,700. They were built by Henry Kaiser, and they delivered all the supplies during World War II.
What's the name of the ship, Mike?
SS Jeremiah O'Brien. And it's at Fisherman's Wharf in San Francisco.
Well, fantastic. So you are trying to do a repair to some of the bathrooms here. What's going on there?
Well, everything is always a challenge on the ship. But the floors and the showers used to be just steel painted. And, of course, that didn't hold up over the years. So we got a company that donated and came in, put some nice white tile around it and everything. So if you can picture the little tiles on the floor and then like a cove tile around the wall, the four inch high tile, it actually is up against, the steel. We cleaned the steel up, they painted it, then they put it against there. However, with the water running down that wall, it's pretty hard, even though silicone on the top and it's, glued to the steel, you're going to get that rust that keeps starting up. And if you get enough of that, it'll start to eventually pop the tile out. So I'm trying to think, maybe I'm looking for a super good sealer along the top edge of the tile that'll bond between something and kind of keep the water off, besides basic, 100% silicone. Doesn't work all the time.
Right. Was that steel painted? Like, was it primed and painted before the tile was applied to it? Because it shouldn't be rusting that readily.
Yeah, I believe it was. And, if you get one little spot, unfortunately, that's weak in the area there, then you just start getting a lot of rust. Incidentally, a quick thing, we had a fire last May, and the big warehouse next to us burned down, and they saved the ship by pouring 4 million gallons of water on it. Unfortunately, that was salt water from the fireboats.
Oh, no. That made the rust a lot worse. Yeah.
Yeah, everywhere.
Your thought here at this point is that if you can seal the seam at the top edge of the tile, you'll have the opportunity to potentially keep some of the water from getting behind the tile and then rusting, which, of course, as steel rusts, it expands, and then when it gets bad enough, it pops off, correct?
Correct.
So it's always a challenge to find just the right sealant for these types of applications, but the good news is that there have been a lot of advances in all-in-one sealant applications, and one that I'm thinking of is called Total Tech.
Mm-hmm.
It's made by the Super Glue Company, and what's interesting about this stuff is it's 100% waterproof, and it even cures underwater. So it's really designed for wet location applications, which clearly you have there, and you can find it pretty readily on in home centers and hardware stores, and I know it's on Amazon as well. And I think that might be something you at least want to experiment with. I think it's certainly worth, the small investment in time and labor to clean it up one more time, make sure it's properly painted down to that edge, and then finally use a product like Total Tech to seal those edges in and see what kind of a job that does in trying to keep that protected. I have a feeling that this may work and work very well for you.
All right, Total Tech, huh? I will check that out. Yeah, we'll clean it up as good as we can and try to apply that and see how it goes. And if you're ever out in San Francisco, come on and visit us.
We definitely will. That sounds like a really fun project. And thanks for your service to that ship. I'm sure there are a lot of people that get to enjoy those rides and enjoy visiting that vessel that appreciate the work that you and your crew do.
They do. People are so appreciative, I tell you. They just can't believe what we built in 1943. And it's a big ship, 450 feet long. It's all steam. And another note, that's where they filmed the engine scene for the Titanic, was filmed on our ship.
How about that?
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
Very interesting. Well, definitely worth stopping by. Bye-bye.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you working on? What are you planning on working on? Whatever it is, reach out with your DIY questions to us at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and Angie is going to connect you with top home improvement pros who can help you with projects big and small. Check out Angie.com to start your next home project today.
And just ahead, we all need as much storage as we can possibly get. But if you feel like you've exhausted all of the storage spaces in your home, we're pretty sure there are places you haven't thought of. We're going to explore the many nooks and crannies that every home has where you can pick up some hidden storage after this.
You live in a money pit.
If you're a building or design pro, you probably know LL Flooring as the source for hardwood and wood-look flooring. But you might not know what they've done to make your job easier. The new LL Flooring Pro website lets pros shop online with their exclusive pro pricing.
It also allows you to send a special referral code to your clients, so even if they're paying directly for their materials, they can benefit from your special pro rate, but only if you send them the code. There's also a ton of planning tools also to help pick the product, budget, and track the job. And you can even see store inventories live to plan your lead times.
And best of all, any pro who registers a new account or an existing pro who makes an online purchase between August 4th and August 10th will get a free $20 Domino's Pizza gift card. So visit llflooring.com/pro and come hungry.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials. A power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance, and you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's, and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
There's a lot of pride that comes with owning a home and a lot of responsibility. And sometimes it can be a lot to take care of. Introducing Angie. Formerly Angie's List, Angie is your home for everything home. Angie takes all the work your home needs and puts the solution right at your fingertips. With Angie, you can see upfront pricing on hundreds of projects, instantly book and pay, and connect with expert pros all in one place. Make your home an Angie home. Check out Angie.com today. If you're a pet lover, you know it's important to make sure your home can stand up to scratches, stains, and muddy paw prints. To help, we've launched a fun new contest called the Post a Picture of Your Pet Photo Contest, and it's paw-scented by LL Flooring.
To enter, just post a picture of your pet, share your entry, and invite your friends to vote. The top three vote-getters are going to receive a $1,000 gift card from LL Flooring, as well as a $50 gift card from Chewy.
Enter today at moneypit.com/contest. Presented by LL Flooring.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, give us a listen on the Money Pit podcast. There, we promise to help you plan, help you save money, and spare you from, you know, sometimes the snafus that can happen along the journey of a home improvement project, let's say. Subscribe at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Well, if you are a pet lover, we've got a fun new contest live now on MoneyPit.com. It's called the Post a Picture of Your Pet Photo Contest, and it's paw-scented by LL Flooring.
Yeah, to enter, all you need to do is post a picture of your pet with a short description, and then share your entry and invite your friends to vote. The top three vote-getters are going to receive a $1,000 gift card from LL Flooring, as well as a $50 gift card from Chewy. Now, you can choose from any of LL Flooring's beautiful styles, including scratch-resistant floors, which are great for the pooch owners out there, as well as water-resistant laminate, waterproof tile, waterproof vinyl, all great for pet families.
Enter today at moneypit.com/contest. That's the Post a Picture of Your Pet Photo Contest at moneypit.com/contest.
Cindy in Ohio is on the line with a question about cedar shingles. How can we help you?
I live in a raised ranch home, and I have cedar shingle siding on the front of my home, and the shingles themselves are in good shape. They were previously stained, and I'm wondering, now that they're fading, if there's any way I could paint them or do something different to them other than staining them.
So, Cindy, the one thing to know about siding, like the cedar siding in particular, is that once you paint it, you're kind of committing to paint for the rest of the life of the siding on your house. If you continue with the stain, as you've noticed, the stain will fade, it'll change color, but it doesn't ever get to the point where you have like cracked strips of stain that would have to be pulled off with paint. That's what happens. It ends up cracking and separating from the cedar below, and you'll have to scrape it all out to do another coat or at least rough up what's there. So I'm a big fan of stain on siding. Now that said, you have a lot of choices in stain. It doesn't have to be dark. You want to brighten it up, not a problem. You want to turn it into like a red cedar, you can do that. You want it to be gray, you could do that. I would recommend that you use a good quality, solid color exterior stain. And the other thing about cedar siding is that sometimes it's helpful if you prime it first with an anti-tannin primer. There's certain types of primers that work well with cedar, and by doing that, you stop some of the oils from leaking through and impacting the quality of the stain. You know, we've taken care of the cedar siding on our house doing just that for many, many years, and I've had my siding last years and years and years, like way longer than it should have between coats of stain, just because we did it right the first time out. So I'd recommend you skip the painting step and go right with the stain, use the solid color stain, prime it first, and that's going to last as long as it possibly can.
Well, we all need as much storage as we can get in our homes, or they begin to look very cluttered. But if you're feeling like you've exhausted all of the storage spaces in your home, there might be places you hadn't even thought of.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, by virtue of the way a home is built, there ends up being a lot of sort of nooks and crannies that you can use for storage, and many of those are hiding pretty much in plain sight. So, for example, in my case, the space around a staircase was a great place to pick up some storage. In fact, I am actually recording this show from a home studio space that I carved out of what used to be a closet under a staircase in my home. So as I look up, I see the underside of the stairs. The sloped stair is above me. And then towards the bottom, we actually carved out some spots for some hidden storage right along sort of that bottom 3 foot of the staircase. It's sort of like a triangle. And that ended up being like a perfect place for like office supplies. So a lot of times these spaces exist. You just have to understand that they're there and all the different ways that you can use them.
Mm-hmm. And if you're involved in the staircase, can we call you Harry Potter, or is that just not allowed?
I don't think so. Okay.
Dang. All right, fine. You know, attics, guys, those really are another top spot for storage that's almost never fully taken advantage of, usually because it doesn't have a floor, but adding one is pretty easy. In fact, we've got a step-by-step post on MoneyPit.com that walks you through the entire project. Now, another secret spot are those alcoves and the corners around the house. You've got to get creative with the empty spaces that you find throughout the home. And an alcove almost anywhere can become a sleek workstation or even a project zone with a few simple storage additions.
Yeah, and now let's talk about those bathrooms. That space above the toilet is rarely used. It's actually a good choice for storage. If you want to add a storage cabinet there or a set of bathroom shelves, that's a good space for that. And the other place is up closer to the ceiling, which is perfect for like a long hotel-style towel rack. You know, if you set that about 18 inches off the ceiling, you can roll up some towels, stack them up there, and never run out, or at least have a little bit of a cushion because, you know, in my family of five, we were always running out of towels in the bathroom. But when I put that towel rack together and put it up there, it was great because we always had space for lots of towels. And then finally, laundry rooms. Now, most people don't know this, but almost all full-size washers today are stackable. Think about it. Washers and dryers, they take up a huge footprint, but they don't have to. If you have front-loading machines, you can stack the dryer on top of the washer. Now, most manufacturers sell what is called a stacking kit, which is nothing more than really just a couple of brackets that hold machines together. But you can save a boatload of space that way. We did that when we moved our laundry from the first floor to the second floor. I stacked them, and we were so happy because we picked up a lot of space. Actually was able to add some cabinetry and a sort of a folding space in terms of a countertop by using that space. So if you look around your house, if you think about those nooks, those crannies, those alcoves, those attics, the bathroom spaces, the laundry room spaces you're not using, they're all around. All you got to do is pick one, build it out, and you'll find yourself some sweet new storage.
Mike in Pennsylvania is on the line and needs some help figuring out how to change some columns that are pretty much the entire front of the house. What's going on?
We bought a split-level house that has a nice porch that is halfway in between and very, very tall columns holding up the roof. We would like to modify somehow to make the front look a little bit different, but we can't find anything to replace the columns. They're kind of a scalloped white chalky column that is in need of repair.
So, Mike, I hear you on your desire to change those columns because maybe you guys feel that they are dated, and certainly that style is not common today. But I got to tell you, those are an important structural member of that roof structure, and they're supporting that piece of the roof. So this is not something that's very simple to replace. There are columns out there that are designed as wraparounds where you may have a plain structural beam underneath it, and then you surround them. And I know you can find those with flat sides instead of the scalloped round ones you have now. But I think that this is going to be a real challenge if you have a real strong desire to replace this. You're really going to have to go to an architect and almost redesign the front of that house, right, Leslie? Because even if he takes it out, it's not going to look nearly as cohesive a design as what he started with.
Oh, for sure, no. I mean, these are a specific type of architecture. They do perform a purpose of keeping the house structurally, you know, integral there, keeping things together. I don't know of any wrap that goes with something that's substantial in size just to sort of change the look. I mean, it's definitely a specific architectural look that you look for when purchasing a house. I don't really know of a way to change it without a full sort of redesign and engineering perspective of how to do something that stylistically changes it but keeps it all together.
I think your only option here is to go to an architect and maybe just talk with him about doing some initial designs, maybe just sketches, not even blueprints, but sketches with ideas on how you might be able to change the look of this house to get it closer to what you guys would like to see. So, Mike, sorry we don't have better advice for you on that. No simple solutions here, but we certainly want to make sure that you do this right and don't negatively impact the value of your home by taking some of the way that's pretty important in terms of holding up that roof.
Patrilla in Louisiana is working on a kitchen flooring project. What's going on?
I have sheet linoleum in my kitchen, and I want to know if I can put the square tile linoleum down over that or any other kind of flooring over it without having to take up the linoleum.
You know, I think the good thing about flooring that's available today, Leslie, is that you can put a lot of these products on top of those old sheet vinyl or linoleum floors, right? I mean, she's got a lot of options here.
I mean, you really do have so many options when it comes to kitchen flooring, especially flooring that's floating and can go on top of an existing level floor. You have engineered vinyl plank, which is also known as EVP. It installs beautifully. It can look like a variety of woods and wood tones and wood finishes and planks. I mean, there's so many different ways to achieve a durable, easy-to-install floor that's not going to break the bank. Definitely worth checking out LL Flooring. So many options there.
Also, laminate flooring. Right? I mean, because laminate flooring is all sort of tongue and groove locked together.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you snap it all together. It can lay down right on top of that old sheet flooring that you have now. You leave a little bit of gap between it and, say, the baseboard molding, and you put some quarter round or some shoe molding to cover that gap. And it's super durable, and it's absolutely beautiful. So the one product I would not put down on top of the old one is another type of sheet flooring. So I would not put vinyl, new vinyl flooring, roll-out vinyl flooring on top of that old linoleum because you'll see all of the lumps and imperfections in your old floor. I would definitely look for a product that is that will go on top of that and that has some resilience to it, like EVP or laminate.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie. You can tackle home projects big and small at Angie.com. Coming up, does stuffy, stale indoor air have you wondering how healthy every breath you take is? Well, we're going to share the best way to filter out household contaminants like dust, allergens, bacteria, and even mold in today's smart spending tip presented by Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big. With their $4.99 special, Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
It's the Ramsey Show, talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Paint or stain relies on sort of a flow rate in order to soak into what you're painting or staining, and in order to sort of even out and give you a nice coat. So if it's really, really hot and it's evaporating as soon as you put it on, that's not going to happen. So yeah, I would wait until it's a little cooler. And that doesn't mean you can't do it in the summer. You know, many times you can do a project like this very early in the morning before it gets too hot, or you can push it off to a slightly less intensely hot time of the year. But you definitely need to follow the directions on the product you're using, and they'll tell you what the working temperature is. And as long as you're within that working temperature, you're good to go.
Well, the EPA has named indoor air pollution as one of the top five environmental risks to public health, and tells us that indoor air can be up to 100 times more polluted than the air outside. But if you're thinking they can't be talking about my house, well, they can, especially if you don't have the right kind of filter in your air conditioning system. We're going to sort out the options in today's smart spending tip presented by Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
So to start, you need to understand that there are four types of air filters. These are the most common. Flat filters, which are the basic ones. They're made from fiberglass. They typically need to be changed on at least a monthly basis. And while they're going to capture dust, they don't really even touch the contaminants that can make you miserable, like allergens. Next, we have what's called an extended media filter. These use a particle filter and a small electrostatic charge to clean the air, and they do a much better job than the flat filters, but not as good a job as the next level, which are electronic filters. Now, these are absolutely the best, in my view. They use a high electrical charge. They capture particles like a magnet. They're extremely effective. They can even capture virus-sized particles. They perform about 30 times better than those flat filters. And lastly, let's talk about UV filters, ultraviolet filters. They're effective at capturing particles and bacteria and viruses, and they're the kinds of filters that you may find in a medical facility or a hospital to help prevent diseases from being passed through the air.
Now, when it comes to installation, installing electronic or ultraviolet filters are jobs that are best left to a pro, because they need to be built into the existing HVAC system on the return side of that system. This way, air is continually cleaned as it passes through the filter. And that's today's smart spending tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Whatever you are working on, we're here to help with your home improvement and decor questions at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and now is a great time to book your next home project. Get started at Angie.com. Hey, adding a backyard deck is one surefire way to increase your home's living space, but if you're not careful, there's some easy ways to make costly mistakes. We're going to show you what you'll need to avoid next.
You live in a money pit.
If you're a pet lover, you know it's important to make sure your home can stand up to scratches, stains, and muddy paw prints. To help, we've launched a fun new contest called the Post a Picture of Your Pet Photo Contest, and it's Pawzented by LL Flooring.
To enter, just post a picture of your pet, share your entry, and invite your friends to vote. The top three vote-getters are going to receive a $1,000 gift card from LL Flooring, as well as a $50 gift card from Chewy.
Enter today at moneypit.com/contest, presented by LL Flooring.
Summertime means backyard barbecues, outdoor movie nights, and family vacations. It also means mowing the grass, restaining the deck, and painting the house. Wouldn't it be nice if you could conveniently manage your home's to-do list all in one place? Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Previously known as Angie's List, Angie connects you with top local pros who can help with home projects big and small. This summer, enjoy more and work less. Check out Angie.com today. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
If you're a building or design pro, you probably know LL Flooring as the source for hardwood and wood look flooring. But you might not know what they've done to make your job easier. The new LL Flooring Pro website lets pros shop online with their exclusive pro pricing.
It also allows you to send a special referral code to your clients, so even if they're paying directly for their materials, they can benefit from your special pro rate, but only if you send them the code. There's also a ton of planning tools also to help pick the product, budget, and track the job. And you can even see store inventories live to plan your lead times.
And best of all, any pro who registers a new account or an existing pro who makes an online purchase between August 4th and August 10th will get a free $20 Domino's Pizza gift card. So visit llflooring.com/pro and come hungry.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. Hey, if you guys are enjoying the show, please share it with a friend on Apple Podcasts. You can follow us at MoneyPit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Suzanne in Ohio's on the line with a bathroom question. What's going on?
We've installed a bowed shower curtain rod in our bathroom. The walls are a drywall. It keeps pulling out of the wall. My husband moved it and put in supports where the screws go into the wall, but it's done it anyway. It sagged in the middle, and it doesn't want to stay steady on the wall. It wants to pull out of the drywall.
Suzanne, you know, it sounds like your curtain rod sort of is just into the drywall, so of course it's going to start backing out because those bowed curtain rods, they're heavy, they're awkward. When you're sliding the shower curtain around on it, it kind of, you know, distributes that weight very oddly. So I think your best bet here is to figure out a better way to attach it to the drywall if that truly is the only place you can go. I mean, maybe you can move slightly and you'd find a stud, but I imagine you've tried that. So possibly a toggle bolt, something where you have something that goes into the wall and then opens up like a true toggle and then tightens itself to the wall as you put in the screw. That's really kind of the best way to describe a toggle bolt, and that's going to do the trick for you for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. The drywall by itself is just not strong enough for the kind of force you're putting on it. A toggle bolt probably will work if you install it properly. And as Leslie said, it basically is a long bolt where think of it as sort of the nut on the end is like a winged nut, and you fold it, stick it through the wall, and opens up, and now it pulls the wall against the shower curtain rod plate and makes it more sturdy. So I would give that a shot and see if you can make that work. Your first choice is a stud, but if you can't find one, a toggle bolt would be a good second thing to try.
Adding a backyard deck is one surefire way that you can increase your home's living space. But if you're not careful, there are easy ways that you can make some costly mistakes. So here's what you're going to need to avoid. First of all, you need to think about traffic flow and convenience. Now, most people like their decks to be just off the kitchen. Well, those are for obvious reasons. Now, if you're going to build a wraparound deck, you should try and have the door to the deck just off of the kitchen, which is going to make summer barbecuing and even wintertime grilling a breeze. Also, you want to make sure that you include room for a dining area with chairs and that it's not in between you and a pathway from the kitchen to the grill. You want to make sure it's like the working triangle for outside. Door, table, grill. A little bit different parts there, but it's the same sort of concept. And you also want to think about not forgetting things like built-in benches, planters, even lighting. All of this can make your deck more accommodating and definitely more comfortable and user-friendly.
Next, let's talk about materials. Now, if you build this as a wooden deck, keep in mind that, of course, it's the least expensive option. Use pressure-treated wood, but it does require upkeep in the form of stain and sealants to keep out the weather. Even though it's pressure-treated, it won't rot, but it will still crack and check and, you know, be a little rough on the bare feet, so you need to make sure it's stained properly. Now, if you want wood and you can afford it and you want a really beautiful wood, you can think about cedar, always a good choice because it's naturally weather and insect resistant. But again, it needs to be stained occasionally because if you leave it alone, it may mellow to sort of a gray color. But if you want that UV protection, you got to add the stain and sealant on top of that. Next, let's talk about composite decking. Generally, it requires very little or no upkeep, but it's more expensive than most wood decking, and if you're not likely to recoup that cost in terms of value add from a sales point of view. But if you're planning on staying in your home for a while, it's a good option. It eliminates the worry of splinters on bare feet and becoming a slave to deck maintenance. It does need to be clean because even though it's composite, as wood fibers in it can occasionally develop algae, especially in shady areas. But really, that's pretty much it. Hey, if you want more tips on how to plan an amazing deck, search that at MoneyPit.com. How to plan an amazing deck, one of our most popular posts. It's live on MoneyPit.com. We'll walk you through the entire process so you can get even more out of your outdoor spaces.
Matt in Ohio is dealing with some multiple issues going on related to caulk. What is happening?
We had our house built about 6 years ago. The stand-up shower in the master bath is molding around the bottom. I have cleaned the mold off. I've scraped it all off. I've re-caulked it, and the mold keeps coming back. I had a guy come out. He told me to get this kind of caulk, paid him to and helped him to clean all the caulk off, re-caulked it, and now it's back again. Not sure what to do about it. Also have a swelling wall on the outside wall across from that stand-up shower, and the caulking keeps cracking as the wall separates from the bathtub and the countertop. The vanity is connected to the outside wall.
Wow, Matt, you've got a lot going on there, man. So, first of all, if you've had this repetitive problem with mold over and over again in the bathroom, I suspect that the solution, if not the entire solution, but a good part of it, is to take a look at your bathroom ventilation. Because we find that bathrooms that are not properly ventilated, they're not well ventilated, those damp, wet conditions persist after shower taking and lead to an enormous amount of mold growth. So we want to make sure that you have a good bath fan that is running in that space, and we recommend that it be tied to a humidistat, which is a moisture sensing switch, so that whenever the humidity is high in the bathroom, the fan will run and pull it out until it's dry. And in doing so, you will find a lot less mold growth. In terms of selecting a product, there are different caulks that are out there, obviously designed for kitchens and baths, that have mildicides in them. One additive that has been successful in my applications over the years is Microban. So if you see a caulk that has a Microban additive, and I believe the DAP products do, I found that to be very effective. And in terms of the the caulk between the vanity in the bathroom and the wall. So typically that could be a big gap, and caulk's not designed to take up those big gaps. So what you want to do is you want to get some foam bead, which is sort of like it's called a backer rod, and it comes in different diameters. And basically it's like a long foam tube that you shove down between the top and the wall. You put it so it's about a half inch or a quarter inch below the vanity backsplash, and then you caulk on top of that between the vanity and the wall. And then that will support the bottom of that caulk, and it will be much less likely to crack and pull away. So those are the steps that I would follow. But again, get that bath vented properly. I think you'll be amazed at how fewer cases of mold growth you have as a result.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Summer is almost gone. I know, I hate to tell you guys this, but it is a reality, and I've got to tell you the truth sometimes. So before it gets to be, you know, the perfect home improving weather for outside, what are you working on? How can we help you get ready for that fall season? How can we help you tackle stuff you are working to finish before Labor Day? Whatever it is, give us a call. We are happy to help. And the Money Pit is presented by Angie. There you can find expert pros who are available for hundreds of projects. You're going to get upfront pricing plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. So download the Angie app today. Coming up, have you ever tried to fix a crack in a wall that just keeps coming back? Well, we're going to explain why that happens and how you can fix it permanently when the Money Pit continues.
Live in a Money Pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie,
and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on your home improvement projects. We want to solve your do-it-yourself dilemmas. Reach out to us for help at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Sherry reached out with a question about something that just happens to keep on coming back. Now, Sherry says, I keep fixing a wall crack. It keeps forming in the top corner of one of the archways in our home. I fix it with spackle, but it keeps coming back every year. What am I doing wrong?
And that's how you know when winter's arriving, when fall's arriving. So the heating system on, everything shrinks and the cracks open up. Well, listen, this is very common, and what you're doing wrong is just trying to fix it with spackle, because you're filling it when it's wide open, right? But then as the wall expands again, the crack basically reforms, and I'm sure some of that spackle will fall out because it's very thin. What you want to do is this. There's a product that's called Crack Coat that's really effective. It's made by a company called Abatron, A-B-A-T-R-O-N. And the way it works is you use what is sort of like a primer first. You paint both sides of that crack with this base primer. Then you put a tape over it that comes in this kit, which is sort of like a mesh tape. And then on top of that, you put more of this sealant primer stuff, you leave it alone, and then you spackle over it. And basically, it's sort of gluing, so to speak, both sides of the crack together, and it will resist further cracking once you do this right. The reason it cracks over the door, by the way, or the archway, is because that's where your house has a lot of movement. Those are sort of the weak places in the wall. So when you get cracks over doors and windows and archways, you know, pretty typical. Doesn't necessarily mean you got a major problem, but this is the way you fix that crack once and make sure it doesn't come back by using a product like Crack Coat. It works really well, and it's not very expensive either.
All right, next up we've got one here from Lisa, who says, we're trying to take care of our parents' home, which is vacant. With no one living there, we turn the heat and the AC off. When we came back about a month later, we found green mold growing on the walls. What could have caused this?
Oh, the green mold men came and showed up, I see.
Yes, they love to spread the mold around. It's just their favorite.
I think people make this mistake a lot, Leslie, when they think when a house is vacant, they go, well, why do we need to pay for heat? Why do we need to pay for air conditioning? You know, nobody's going to be there. But the problem is that all the moisture and the humidity is going to be there. I mean, think about a forest that's got, you know, moss on the north side. You're always going to get that kind of moisture in the inside of your house if you don't have any air conditioning or heating system running. So if you leave a house like that, sure, you should empty the pipes and turn off the water and all that sort of stuff. But you should have, at a minimum, you know, the heat running if it's the winter time at about 60, 65 degrees. And in the summer, I would have the air conditioning set mount. You're not going to have it set at 70, but you might have it set at 78 or 80 so that you keep the moisture under control, because that moisture is what's causing this problem. You got moisture, you got plenty of food for mold in the way of the drywall that's growing on, and you got lots of air, and that combination is just going to fester, and you're going to get mold really, really quickly, as you discovered. So you're going to have that mold surface treated to get rid of it, but from this point forward, make sure you turn back the heat and the AC, turn it back on.
Yeah, you got to keep it on. You got to keep things conditioned. You don't want to end up with frozen pipes. You don't want to end up with more mold. All good things to say we've now had a learning experience.
That's right. It's a training moment. A teaching moment.
Yes.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, coming to you on a beautiful, warm summer day. Here we are in the dog days of summer, enjoying those final beautiful weeks before fall arrives. If you've got projects that you are planning to take on, maybe as the fall weather comes up, why don't you make it a point to reach out to us? We would love to chat with you about what you're doing and give you some tips to help you get it done once, get it done right, so you can get to enjoying it as soon as possible. Until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Now, Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The White House giving kudos to Republican governors who've been good or made progress in their efforts to combat the coronavirus.
President Biden and his team have been vocal in their criticism of GOP governors in Florida and Texas for preventing certain COVID-19 restrictions. But White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki says
the vast majority of governors, Republican governors, are doing exactly the right thing. They're putting public health, they're putting policies first.
She singled out three Republican governors, Arkansas's Asa Hutchinson, Maryland's Larry Hogan, and Massachusetts' Charlie Baker. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, senators from both sides of the aisle voted today to clear a key procedural hurdle in trying to get an infrastructure bill done. But more votes are going to be needed before any final Senate passage takes place. And that could come quickly, or it could be dragging on for days, depending upon opposition. A judge has blocked Arkansas from enforcing its mask mandate ban.
An Arkansas judge issued a preliminary injunction Friday blocking the state from enforcing its ban on mask mandates. Pulaski County Circuit Judge Tim Fox blocked the law after Arkansas lawmakers left the prohibition in place at a special session. Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson signed the ban in April, but now says he regrets doing so. I'm Mike Gracia.
Meanwhile, Florida's Board of Education approved an emergency rule allowing private school vouchers to parents who say their school district's mask-wearing mandates amount to child harassment. Texas Democrats still refusing to come to Austin. Most Democrats didn't show up when Republican Governor Greg Abbott opened another special session today, about 50 of them still in Washington, D.C., the GOP's third attempt to pass new election laws in the Lone Star State stalling. More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
A volunteer firefighter has died. He was trying to fight a blaze that's threatening Athens' most important national park.
Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis says the priority of these last few days has been first and foremost the protection of human life to the extent that it's possible to protect properties and especially for the fire to not enter settlements. He adds there may now be some hope, with the national situation being a little better than yesterday. The firefighting forces have, however, been stretched to the limit. The government's appeal for help through the EU's emergency support system, and firefighters and aircraft have arrived from numerous countries. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Human rights activists describe the political repression taking place in Belarus as its worst since Soviet leader dictator Joseph Stalin's purges in the 1930s. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Here's an incentive worth biting into. Utah is offering free ground beef for residents who get a COVID shot.
JBS USA announced that its Hiram plant is partnering with Bear River Health Department to give out 5 pounds of ground beef to anyone who gets the vaccine between August 7th through the 9th. Only 46.4% of residents in Bear River jurisdiction where Hiram is located have received at least one dose of the vaccine, compared to 52.9% for the whole state. JBS USA will also give away free meat for a year to two raffle winners who get their vaccine over the next few days. Patrick Frost reporting.
CNN's fired three employees for violating its policy that employees must be vaccinated against the COVID-19 virus. Network didn't provide any details, names, or events or anything else about the firings, but the company does have a zero-tolerance policy about unvaccinated employees working in its offices. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m., on KCNR, 1460 AM, or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Money Pit is presented by the Angie App, Bank of America, and LL Flooring. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are so happy to be here with you on this beautiful summer day in the beginning of August. We hope you guys are enjoying the great outdoors. We hope that you are enjoying being outside of the house after all the months we spent inside. Maybe you're enjoying thinking about taking on some projects because after all that time inside your house, you're thinking, I could use some guest spaces. I could use a better kitchen. I could use a better bathroom. I would love to have a deck, a patio, you name it. That's why we exist. We're here to help you with those projects. We've been doing this for well over 20 years. We have helped thousands and thousands of people make smart decisions when it comes to doing stuff around their house, and we are here waiting for your calls and ready to help you. You can reach us by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT. If we're not in the studio, leave a message. We'll call you back the next time we are, or you can send us your questions through moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, here's a story that will really move you. The Consumer Reports is out with the top toilets for 2021. We're going to flush out the details, including the very unusual way they test toilets using, ready for this, plastic balls, screws, and sponges to simulate the real thing. It's all coming up in just a bit.
Very interesting. Coming up, if you're buying a new home, you're going to have lots of options to choose from, but many of these don't really have to be done when the house is being built. We're going to look at which upgrades make sense to buy from the builder and which you can get done on your own and often save a lot of expenses in the process.
And bathtubs can last a lifetime, but unfortunately their finishes, they won't. The good news is, you don't have to get rid of the entire tub just because of a worn finish. We're going to lay out some do-it-yourself and pro options that you can do to restore the finish and brighten up your entire bathroom space.
And if you're ready to take on your next home project, we are ready to help. What is it? Is it big? Is it small? Is it something you've been dreaming of for ages and ages? Or, sadly, is it something that's just popped up that you need to take care of rather sooner than later? Whatever it is, we are here to give a hand.
Give us a call right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or post your questions to moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, lots of folks wanting to talk with us today. Who's up first?
Heading to Pennsylvania, where Amanda's online and dealing with some floor squeaks. What's going on?
We just got a house. It's about 100 years old, but it's in great condition. It has the original hardwood floors, which are in great condition as well, but some of them creak, especially the stairs. What can we do to fix some of the soft spots and some of the creaky areas? They have about the 1-inch pieces of board that run across without ruining the original hardwood.
So when you have a beautiful old home and you've got wood floors that squeak, that's like the charm bonus right there. You know, some people pay more for that. So trying to find the source of those squeaks is challenging. I can tell you why they happen. They happen because the boards move and they rub against each other, and that's what makes that squeaky sound. You can try to lessen them by tightening those loose boards where you find them. But it's the kind of thing that I think, Leslie, you chase them and you figure out one spot that's like squeaking and you fix that and it's quiet. And then you take two steps and it's opened up somewhere else, right?
Yeah, for sure. It's like you're constantly moving to the next squeaky sound, creaky sound.
Yeah, so you can try to tighten up those boards, and I'll tell you what types of hardware to use. Essentially what you want to do is you want to screw those floors down to the floor joists below, and there's a type of screw, it's a very specialized type of screw, not hard to find, but it's called a trim screw. And the reason you're using screws is because when you put them in, they don't pull out, and because it's hardwood, you're going to have to do a pilot hole first, and then you drive in the trim screw, which is a very, very narrow screw with a narrow head. You typically would use a screwdriver with a bit on the end that basically fits into the top of the trim screw, and you can drive it down right below the surface of the wood. They're almost impossible to see when they're done. And if you tighten up those areas, you can also do it on stair treads, which you mentioned were making some noise. That will help to quiet it down. But don't expect it to be completely silent. That ship has sailed. It's not going to happen, right? But you could probably get a lot better than it is right now.
James in Mississippi is on the line and has a question about cutting a hole in a deck and putting a pool in, which oddly is something that we did on an episode of While You Were Out and did not go so well. So what's going on?
My wife wants me to cut a hole out of our deck and put one of these inflated pools in there. It's an 8-foot pool and stands about, I don't know, 2-3 feet tall, and it lands on a slope. I'm just trying to figure out how to break to get it to where to sit and not get damaged. Or can I do that?
What could possibly go wrong?
Oh,
you know, I mean, if he wants to cut the hole in the deck, all right, so first let's take this in pieces, right? Decks are
literally
designed to carry the floor. Yeah, well, we're going to end up in pieces. Designed to carry the floor. So you're going to have to pull the decking off. You're going to have to reframe this square opening to fit this pool. You said inflatable pool. So just remember, you're going to be committing a lot to this inflatable pool. And if it turns out that it gets a hole in it and you can't find another one that exact same size, you got a big mess to deal with there. But let's say you can do that, okay? So you frame out the decking. Now you have the square hole. You mentioned it was on a slope. Well, that's not going to cut it because this inflatable pool is going to slide right down under the deck as soon as you fill it with water if it's a ground slope below. So you're probably going to have to build up like a platform under that to support this inflatable pool. So it's quite a big investment in time and energy to have this pool sit inside this deck. You might want to think of some other options. You know, if you want to pool in a deck, you know, get a hot tub, but make sure the deck is framed properly no matter what you do. If you're cutting it apart to stick in this inflatable pool or if you're putting it on top, water is very, very heavy. It's 8 pounds a gallon. It adds up really quick. So you got to make sure your deck is framed properly and strong enough to support it. But good luck with that project. We give you points for creativity.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. You need help with a project? Well, we are taking your calls now at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and now is a great time to book your next home project. Get started at Angie.com.
And just ahead, Consumer Reports has identified the top toilets of 2021. We're going to share what they learned and the tests that they used to separate the top toilets from, well, the crappy ones. That's all coming up next.
Do you have projects that need a strong construction adhesive and a watertight sealant? Total Tech from the original Superglue Corporation is the perfect solution. Total Tech bonds, seals, and repairs all types of surfaces indoors and out. It even works underwater. It's flexible and super strong, making it ideal for use around pools, sinks, and bathtubs. Total Tech is the perfect all-in-one adhesive and sealant, delivering a strong bond and flexible watertight seal. Get Total Tech today on Amazon or at your local hardware store. There's a lot of pride that comes with owning a home and a lot of responsibility. Sometimes it can be a lot to take care of. Introducing Angie, formerly Angie's List. Angie is your home for everything home. Angie takes all the work your home needs and puts the solution right at your fingertips. With Angie, you can see upfront pricing on hundreds of projects, instantly book and pay, and connect with expert pros all in one place. Make your home an Angie home. Check out Angie.com today. You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials. A power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Do you have a home improvement, decor, or remodeling project and don't know where to start? Start right here. Connect with Tom and Leslie by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT. Presented by Angie, your home for everything home. You can also reach us by submitting your questions on MoneyPit.com or through our Facebook community page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. And remember, download the Angie app to find pros for all your home projects. The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, if you're enjoying the show, you can catch us whenever you like by signing up for the Money Pit podcast. It's free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, if you're a pet lover, and come on, I think all of us are pet lovers here, whether they're big or small, we've got a fun new contest live right now at MoneyPit.com. It's called the Post a Picture of Your Pet Photo Contest. We couldn't come up with anything better, so we just went right for it, right for what exactly the title is. And it's presented by LL Flooring.
I get it. Paw scented. Very good. Hey, all you need to do to enter is post a picture of your pet with a short description and then share your entry and invite your friends to vote. The top three vote getters will receive a $1,000 gift card from LL Flooring as well as a $50 gift card from Chewy. Well, that's for your pooch.
Well, you can get a lot done at both places with those gift cards. I mean, $1,000 at LL Flooring, you can choose a lot from, say, LL Flooring's beautiful styles that are scratch-resistant floors, as well as water-resistant laminate, waterproof tile, waterproof vinyl, basically everything that's perfect for a pet owner.
Enter today at moneypit.com/contest. That's the Post a Picture of Your Pet photo contest at moneypit.com/contest.
Now we've got Terry in Pennsylvania on the line who's got a gutter issue. Tell us what's going on.
I have white aluminum gutters, and on the gutters that face the southern exposure, the part of the gutter that faces out is turning black, and there's like where the water runs off it.
Right.
It's like a dark gray, and just water drips all along the face of the gutter.
So does it seem like the gutters are overflowing and the water is coming over the top and getting these sort of drip marks? Is that what's going on?
Well, yeah, I have it. What's called like a gutter insert to keep the leads out.
Uh-huh.
And I know that, well, I'm pretty sure that that's not causing it because I had the same problem when I lived on Long Island, and it was only the gutters that faced south. And on Long Island, we had a white aluminum top to the gutter to keep the leaves out.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then the water would roll off of that and then go into the, it would be caught into the gutter. So it's a different type of leaf system, but I'm still having the same black drip.
Right. Okay. So first of all, I would make sure that the gutters are not blocked and that water isn't backing up and overflowing that particular gutter so that, because that water rolling over the top of it can get behind it, it can rot out your fascia. The dark stains are probably from the water and tree sap and everything else that gets into those gutters. The gutters also fade quite easily. The paint wears off and fades quite easily. So I don't think it's a stain that you're going to actually have to be able to clean. I think what you're going to end up having to do here, Terry, is repaint those gutters. So what I would do is I would wash them down with a trisodium phosphate, get as much of that gunk off, then I would prime them and I would paint them again. But do make sure they're not clogged because that can be leading to the problem.
Right, yeah. No, they're definitely not clogged. And I tried scrubbing it. The ones that aren't on the second story where it's worse, but the ones that are on the first story, tried cleaning it with like a Fantastic, and it bleaches the stain a little bit, but I didn't realize that the aluminum gutters, was it like a hydrostatic or electrostatic painting process?
What happens is, and you'll see this, if you take the gutter and you wipe your hand over it, you'll probably get some white paint that will come off. It oxidizes because it's exposed to UV. And so then the paint doesn't tend to last more than maybe 10 years or so on an aluminum gutter. So I think, though, if you clean off as much of the stain as you can, prime it and paint it, it'll look great.
All right, great. I'll give it a try.
Well, Consumer Reports is out with their list of the top toilets for 2021, and if you haven't purchased a new toilet recently, you may be surprised to find that today's toilets feature many improvements to make them flush better and use less water. Now, one interesting thing that they found was that the amount of water used doesn't always relate to how well the toilet flushes. Now, that's because toilets are more water efficient than ever, and there have been many improvements in the shape of the toilet bowls, as well as the internal plumbing that contribute to their ability to do the job. So much goes into toilet design. This is amazing.
And just as much goes into toilet testing. You might be wondering, how exactly do they do that? Well, they have what I'm sure is a very scientific method, and it involves placing 160 solid polyethylene balls, 7 sponges with number 10 screws pressed into each sponge for realistic weight, and non-lubricated latex condoms filled with water into each bowl. They found the best toilets can get it all down in just one flush. Now, 6 models from American Standard and Kohler were named to the list of top flushers. These include the Kohler Cinemaron, the Kohler Kelston, 2 models of the American Standard Champion, that's our toilet, hooray, as well as 2 models of the American Standard Vormax toilets. You can read the entire report at consumerreports.org. So well done, Consumer Reports. I got to say that we've been pretty happy with our American Standard Champion, which is not the one they tested because we've had it for a number of years, but the thing very, very rarely clogs. And I think it's because of the design that they use now, where all of these sort of internal trapways are all wider and they're finished, so there's no like friction or resistance, and it does a really good job. So I think the toilets have come a long way. It's probably a good time to think about replacing yours, especially if you look at the new ones that they recommend in Consumer Reports.
Oh, yeah, and we have the American Standard Vormax, which, you know, is really fantastic at helping to keep that toilet clean. And when you have 2 boys, as I do, you know that keeping a toilet clean is a challenge that you are faced with daily, so I thank American Standard for helping me sort of start the project there.
That's important.
Case in Oklahoma is on the line. Just got their first house, so congratulations. And now, where to start? Lots of projects, lumber's expensive. What's going on? How can we help?
I'm a first-time homeowner, more of an aspiring DIYer. I don't have a lot of skills, but I have a lot of desire. And I'm looking at the projects that I want to get started. And because lumber prices are so high, I'm trying to prioritize what makes the most sense to put off and what makes the most sense to start now. So if you guys could maybe give a little insight on, you know, why are lumber prices so high and expect to see those go down a little bit so things like redoing your back deck or privacy fence become more reasonable.
Well, Case, congratulations on that new home. And we are so proud of you for wanting to take on those projects. That's great. And you're asking the right questions. Let me just address the lumber price issue first. There's been obviously a huge imbalance in supply and demand for so many different products that surrounded the pandemic, and lumber certainly has been one of them. I know that builders have really struggled with this. In some places, builders can't even quote what the price of a house will be because they don't know what the lumber is going to be. But I do know that those markets are stabilizing now. Prices are coming down. They're getting more predictable. So I don't think it's going to be a terribly long time before we see the kind of economy that we had in terms of lumber pricing before the pandemic hit. In terms of picking your projects, you know, it's a balancing point between the things that you really want to get done and the things that are going to give you the best return on investment. You mentioned an outdoor deck. Everybody loves an outdoor space these days, today more than ever. So I think a deck's a great place to start. And fencing certainly is also a good way to define the exterior of your property and also improve the value of your home. So I think those projects, you know, right now, if you want to aim for those to tackle next spring, I think that's a really good place to start. And beyond that, you know, generally kitchens and bath types of improvements have great return on investment. And if there's others that are just sort of decor related, doesn't mean you shouldn't tackle them. But, you know, just understand that that's kind of an investment in yourself and your happiness as opposed to one that's going to deliver a good return when it comes time to sell. So good luck with that project. I know you're going to have lots of questions as the years go on. So reach out to us anytime. We are here to help.
Now I've got Rosie in Iowa who's got a window question. Hey, Rosie, what's going on? How can we help you?
We have Anderson windows, which we just love, the low egress on the first level. We want to put keep the hot sun and the cold out in the window. We'll put new windows on the third level in the bedroom, right, the guest mm-hmm. rooms.
Yep.
Can you suggest what type of window we'd have to do, a replacement window?
Yeah, Anderson has a replacement window called the 400 series. It's a tilt wash window, so like a double hung that tilts down for cleaning, and it's specifically a replacement window. So you order the window to fit the size of your existing windows there that you're going to replace, and you can order it at the Home Depot. And I think the average cost is about $300 across the country, more or less depending on size and features. But that's a good window. It's got high performance glass in it. It's got low E4 glass in it.
Oh, we just love the ones we put in the basement. You can leave it, the window open. You know, I got plants down there, and it don't even feel warm, the sun.
Yeah, take a look at the Anderson 400 series window at the Home Depot, okay?
Well, we were thinking about a cheaper one, like Window World or somewhere like that.
Why do that? You've had great experience with Anderson, and the price is pretty fair. I mean, the average price is about $300.
Thank you so much. And that was Series 400?
Series 400, 400 series, that's correct.
400 series. Well, now you want to come and put them in for me? You're so good at it, and I know you love extra money.
I can't do that, Della, but I'm sure the pros at the Home Depot could help. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Whatever project you've got planned for these last few weeks of summer before I officially tell you it's okay to start decorating for Halloween, which we all know happens early September. So you've got some time. Enjoy the summer. I'll let you get through Labor Day. But whatever it is you are working on, give us a call because we want to help you with those projects. Also, corn stalks. Just start thinking about them for Halloween. Just putting that in your head. So give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT.
I think we know that your two favorite holidays are Halloween and Christmas because you start
Correct.
Decorating for each months ahead of time, and you leave one up until the other starts, right?
Sort of. There's always a sort of leftover white lights that I just call seasonal fun and festive on the front, which always, I think, makes for a lot of goodness. So if you want to give a call and give us a chat about how you like to leave up white lights, I'm standing by at 888-MONEY-PIT, which, by the way, is brought to you by Angie, and Angie's List is now Angie, like how I brought it all back around. Now, Angie is going to connect you with those top home improvement pros out there, and they can help you with those projects, big and small. So check out Angie.com to start your next home project today. Coming up, if you're buying a new home, you might be tempted to add some upgrades to that standard construction that's being offered by your builder. But we're going to share which upgrades will make the most sense to buy when you're building and which you can actually wait on, all when the Money Pit returns. 888 Money Pit. concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're sharing Perez Carrillo Trilogy. This gift set is the pinnacle of years tirelessly dedicated to the perfection of cigars. Rating 95, 96, and 98 by Cigar Aficionado, these three cigars have put Ernesto Perez Carrillo at the top of the industry. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb, there's no tower too high.
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody, listen up!
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Thank you.
Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on your home improvement projects, your do-it-yourself dilemmas at 1-888-MONEY-PIT. So I've been skirting the storms this past week, Leslie, as I help my daughter with a project, which is to refinish some chairs. You know, we found a really old table that actually had been in the family for a long time, but it was a mess. It was a disaster. It was a drop leaf table. So we had to take off multiple layers of paint, got it down to the original maple, finish it, looks great. And we're like, hey, we need chairs for this. So she turned to Facebook group. She found four beautiful kitchen chairs with oak seats and high back like caning for, I think it was $20. And so far, I think I've spent $30 on painting, on paint and materials. But we stripped those down, and in between these storms, I've just been getting them done. So just taking on those projects whenever we can. And I'm just happy that my daughter finds these projects, starts them, and then I get to finish them.
Oh, my goodness. It's always amazing how you think you're like, oh, I'm going to save so much money doing it this way. And then you're like, I'm going to spend so much money on supplies.
Right.
Now we've got Terry on the line who's got a question about a porch. What's going on?
Hi. I just installed a new top-line best wood porch. It's about 10 foot wide and about 60 feet long. This is okay. The third one I put in. Others have only lasted a year and a half, and they would completely rot out even after I've treated them with preservative. I used a it's called a Decover paint. I guess it's a paint. I thought that would be pretty good. It lasted the longest, but it captured the water under the paint wherever it would crack eventually, and it rotted the wood. And I've just replaced it again for $6,000.
Oh,
and what is the best preservative to put on raw wood?
Okay, so a couple of questions. First of all, this porch is an open porch, and the wood boards we're talking about, are they like tongue and groove wood flooring that you would see on a typical an old porch?
Negative. They're board slats, you know.
They're board slats.
Two by fours.
Oh, more like a deck.
A deck, yeah.
Okay, all right. And is there space between these boards so that water can drain through them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're about maybe a quarter inch or so.
Okay. All right. And did you use pressure-treated lumber?
Not on the deck part. On the stanchions, I did. He went and the contractor bought the best lumber he could at the time, which is what they graded A or AAA or whatever.
You used that for the structure, but you didn't use it for the decking itself. The decking is just a typical solid 2x4?
Yes.
What I would do is I would recommend not a paint in this case, but a stain, but a particular type of stain, which is called a solid color stain. Solid color stains, and I would buy a Sherwin-Williams or a Benjamin Moore. I would buy a top brand. I would not buy anything less than that. And a Sherwin-Williams or a Benjamin Moore solid color exterior stain. Sometimes it's called fence and deck stain. For two reasons. Number one, the exterior stain has UV protectors and preservatives built into it. And number two, because it has solid color, it doesn't form like a skin like paint does. Over time, it'll wear, but you can always apply more stain on top of it. And it has very good adhesion. So I would recommend that, and I would try to spray it on if I can, if you have a paint sprayer, and get it in between the nooks and crannies of those boards. Terry, I hope that helps you out. Thanks so much for calling us, and good luck with that project.
Well, if you're buying a new home, most builders are going to offer you a wide range of options that you can add when that home is being built. Now, these can include upgraded flooring, decks, patios, fireplaces, and more, but, you know, it's kind of tempting to order everything you want right when that house is being built. It actually could be more cost-effective to determine what you can do later, and maybe even at a lower cost at that time.
Yeah, right. So the best place to start, I think, is to think about the improvements that would be difficult or complicated to add later. So, for example, in the first home we bought, it was a condominium, and we bought it right from the builder, and he offered options that included like a fireplace, upgraded floors, upgraded interior trim. We went with the fireplace because we knew that would have been really difficult, if not impossible, to add after the fact. But we passed on the hardwood flooring, we passed on the upgraded trim, the six-panel pine doors, that sort of thing, and I added those a few months after we moved in.
Yeah, and that definitely is helpful in that process to help you save money. Plus, Tom, you're super skilled, and you can do a lot of that stuff yourself. So you've got to consider all of that, but you also need to consider your return on investment. Now, upgrading insulation or spending on, say, an upgraded kitchen or bath is also going to add long-term value and deliver a better return on that investment. But for projects like decks, landscaping, low-voltage lighting, there's no reason to have that builder do those at that time.
Yeah, you'd be better off settling into the new home and then coming up with a plan. And then you can bid those jobs out and find the best pro at the best price and get it done then.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Hey, is your bathtub looking a little worn out in the finish? Well, replacing the tub does require a major renovation of the entire bath. But before you do that, there are other far less costly options to consider. We're going to explain in today's pro project presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie. You can tackle home projects big and small at Angie.com. That's all coming up next.
You live in a money pit.
If you're a pet lover, you know it's important to make sure your home can stand up to scratches, stains, and muddy paw prints. To help, we've launched a fun new contest called the Post a Picture of Your Pet Photo Contest, and it's paw-scented by LL Flooring.
To enter, just post a picture of your pet, share your entry, and invite your friends to vote. The top three vote-getters are going to receive a $1,000 gift card from LL Flooring, as well as a $50 gift card from Chewy.
Enter today at moneypit.com/contest. Presented by LL Flooring. Summertime means backyard barbecues, outdoor movie nights, and family vacations. It also means mowing the grass, restaining the deck, and painting the house. Wouldn't it be nice if you could conveniently manage all your home's to-dos in one place? Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Previously known as Angie's List, Angie connects you with top local pros who can help with home projects big and small. This summer, enjoy more and work less. Check out Angie.com today.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With Quikrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quikrete.com, Quikrete.com.
If you're a building or design pro, you probably know LL Flooring as the source for hardwood and wood look flooring. But you might not know what they've done to make your job easier. The new LL Flooring Pro website lets pros shop online with their exclusive pro pricing.
It also allows you to send a special referral code to your clients, so even if they're paying directly for their materials, they can benefit from your special pro rate, but only if you send them the code. There's also a ton of planning tools also to help pick the product, budget, and track the job, and you can even see store inventories live to plan your lead times.
And best of all, any pro who registers a new account or an existing pro who makes an online purchase between August 4th and August 10th will get a free $20 Domino's Pizza gift card. So visit llflooring.com/pro and come hungry. There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know you can transform all surfaces around your home with real stone? With Dice Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Dice Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Dice Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DiceCoatings.com.
The
Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. You need help with a renovation, a repair, even a decor project? Well, call us with your question or your questions at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie. You can tackle big projects, small projects, all of it at Angie.com.
Hey, if you guys are enjoying the show, we would love for you to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. You can do that at moneypit.com/podcast, and this way you can listen whenever you like.
Carol in California is on the line with an insulation question. How can we help you today?
I have an old house that sits high off the ground, and it's one of the houses that when they dismantled the camps, you know, they took houses out and people bought them and set them up. And it's all open underneath, and it is freezing cold in the winter and very hot in the summer. Is there something that I can do underneath the house?
So there's no insulation?
No, I don't think so. Very little, if any.
Yeah. Are there open, is it like a sort of open floor joist? Like, do you see the floor joists when you look under and up?
You know what? I haven't been under the house.
Yeah. Well, look, you got to get somebody under there, Carol, to see what the structure is. But we have the technology, okay? You know, if it's
okay.
A standard floor joist construction, you can add insulation in between the floor joists. And then under that, you could use 2-inch insulating foam board and then nail that to the bottom of the floor. And that would seal up the floor from the cold air that's getting up in there. And that would also take a look at the attic to make sure that that's insulated. And you just may have a house that needs a few very basic energy-saving improvements to it.
All right. Well, I appreciate that information. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if your bathtub has a worn-out finish, replacing the tub requires a major renovation of the bath. But before you do that, there are far other less costly options that you should be considering. We're going to explain it in today's Pro Project presented by Angie. Now, first of all, let's talk about what it actually might take if you really do want to replace that tub. Now, most of the tubs are going to be set into an alcove or a corner. They're lapped by flooring and wall finishes to create that watertight seal, and then they're tied down in at least two places by plumbing. So if you're ready for a full-scale bathroom remodel, replacing your tub makes sense.
Yeah, now another option is what's called a tub liner. They're sort of like an insert from your tub. They're usually made from a durable acrylic. They actually have to form these inserts, and you know, when the manufacturers construct these, they use old tubs to make the molds. It's kind of a pretty cool process. But once it's done, the installation of that tub can be done. The tub liner can be done in about a day. A pro basically cleans the old tub, removes the drain, removes the overflow, and then they trim the liner so it fits nice and tight against the wall. And then they put in a new drain, and you're pretty much good to go. So the benefit is that you're back in the bathroom that same day. Cost-wise, it's less than a total remodel, but it certainly is more than, say, just refinishing the tub.
Yeah, and speaking of tub refinishing, we're talking about reglazing, refinishing. That worn-out bathtub is a little bit more site-intensive of a process. Now, it calls for a lot of chemicals that are hazardous enough to require a respirator and even special protective suits for those technicians who are doing the work. Now, reglazing requires masking the surfaces around the tub to protect from any overspray, and then properly venting the bathroom to extract all of those toxic fumes. Now, the refinisher is going to coat the tub in hydrofluoric acid, which is a highly toxic agent that not only dissolves what's left of that porcelain glaze, but also etches that surface so that new finish is going to adhere to it. Now, the actual finish itself is an epoxy primer and several coats of urethane, all applied by a sprayer. The whole process takes one single technician about 4 to 6 hours. I mean, it's beautiful, although even with all of that, you've got to keep in mind that it's not as durable as the original porcelain finish, so you still need to be careful when you're cleaning it, make sure you don't drop things in it. I mean, it's the same tub, it's just got all those new beautiful bells and whistles on it, but you still have to be careful.
I think it's a great solution if you've got like a beautiful clawfoot tub or something like that that you're trying to restore. I think that refinishing process is definitely the way to go. Well, that's today's Pro Project presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie. Angie connects you with top home improvement pros who can help with your project, big or small. Check out Angie.com to start your next home project today.
Dale in Wisconsin is on the line with a leaky roof. Tell us what's going on.
Well, we've got a metal roof. It's a pro rib system. Think of it as a pole barn.
Okay.
But, the basic structure is made out of metal trusses and then roof purlins and side girts. And I'm assuming that they're coming in from around, the leaks are coming around, because it's not a lot of water. You know, if I put a measuring cup underneath one of the drips, it probably wouldn't fill up unless it was a really, really torrential rain. And then it also depends on which direction the wind is blowing.
Okay, so what's your question, Dale?
I'm looking for a hint on how to repair this, because I was hoping this was going to be my last house.
All right, well, first of all, you need to figure out where it's coming from exactly. Is it possible to get on the roof?
Yeah, but I'm not as young as I used to be, and I don't bounce quite as
well. I hear you. Because one way to kind of track it down is to wet down different sections of the roof with a garden hose to try to figure out where the breakdown is. And then from there, if you can track it down to just one or two panels, I mean, I would silicone caulk it just to see if it stops it or slows it down. And if that's the case and it works, great. If it works for a while but then doesn't work any further, then probably you're going to have a roofing contractor take apart those sections where the leaks are and then seal them that way.
Okay. Sounds like a good plan. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Dale. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Coming up, you've got a backyard patio that kind of looks a little worse for the wear. Maybe the concrete's breaking up. Well, have we got a simple project for you that will make a fantastic patio makeover with using some Milano pavers from Pavestone. It's a great project, so stick around.
Live in a body pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angi. Angi's List is now Angi, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angi.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angi.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online at MoneyPit.com. And the Money Pit is presented by Angi. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for the job. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angi app. Download it today.
Liz reached out to Team Money Pit, and she wants to know, is it possible to reseal loose shingles? One side of my roof has weak bond between some shingles. They lift up easily in the wind, and I'm worried about leaks.
Yeah, definitely. Now, the way shingles are made is they have a strip that's sort of like an asphalt adhesive. And when you first put them down, they will start to seal, glue, so to speak, from one shingle to the next, usually by the first summer, especially when it gets really hot, they lay down good. But sometimes maybe that just doesn't happen. So in that case, what you need to do is to have a roofer going up there or anyone that's handy and comfortable on a ladder or working on a roof. You can basically use an asphalt cement. It comes in a caulk tube and just put a dab under each one of those loose shingle sections and press it back down again and let it dry. And that will definitely stop it from lifting up, because you're right. If the wind gets a hold of the bottom edge of that, lifts it up, it can break off and it could really expose you to some water damage or ice dam damage and that sort of stuff. So just a pretty simple, straightforward fix. As long as you don't have too many of them to do, there's no reason to replace the roof. Let's just repair those loose shingles.
All right, next up, Freddie writes in, and he says, I'm getting ready to remodel the basement, and I want to know if I need to add insulation.
Well, I mean, if you're really going to use that space year-round, it's smart to do that. You want to make sure that you insulate the box beam. That's the wood beam at the top of the foundation wall. And for the foundation walls themselves, you can use a foam board for that. So Dow Blue Board, for example, is a good thing to use on those walls because it'll give you some level of insulation and comfort. But also think about how you're going to heat that space, because you know, if you're going to insulate it, you should heat it. And probably the best type of heat to use would be a resistance baseboard heat. It's expensive to run, but in the basement, you're not going to run it that often. So you might as well save the money on the install and just use it when you need it on those very, very cold months.
There you go, Freddie. Hope that helps.
Well, if you've got a patio that's beat up, there's no need to replace it. Leslie shares a better idea in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, I love this idea.
Yeah, you know, in a lot of houses, a backyard patio is the place you hang out. It's sort of your home base for all of your outdoor living activities. But maybe your patio is old, it's worn, it's cracking. You feel like you don't have a lot of options left to kind of spruce up that space when it is very worn. Now, painting, staining, that's usually not going to make it look all that much better. And tearing out that old concrete and pouring a new patio, that can be messy, that can be expensive, and you could find yourself in the same spot down the road again. Well, there's a much better way to do a patio makeover. You can renew an old patio, a sidewalk, or any other concrete surface with no demolition required by using Milano pavers from Pavestone. Now, these pavers are just 3 centimeters thick, which is about 1.25 inches, and from the surface, they look just like the usual full-thickness brick pavers. But because they're being installed on top of your old patio, they don't need to be that full thickness. Now, the 3-piece system is installed in basic patterns directly over that concrete. It requires very little surface prep, which truly makes this project really budget-friendly and easy for any DIYer to get done. Check them out. Go learn about these Milano pavers at pavestone.com. I promise you, you will have a beautiful new patio in a few hours.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, whether you want to keep the kids in or the road noise out, a fence does a great job of protecting what you hold dear, and it can add a stylish element to your yard. But if you want to build a fence, it's more than just putting some posts in the ground. There are design considerations that you got to get right. We'll explain how on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.